you're lying. Cause lying ain't the kind you love enough. But it's a wound of me. You'll take me back. Put a chain around my neck and leave me hanging where all her love will be. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be your tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. You're your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be your teddy bear.
On Radio 9, I'm Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in San Francisco, I'm Ira Spitzer. Three-way talks between the U.S., Ukraine, and Russia are underway for the very first time. The negotiations in Abu Dhabi aim to achieve a peace agreement after almost 4 years of fighting. However, major points of contention remain that might not be overcome during this round of discussions, as FSN's Nick Harper reports from Washington.
Well, this is a very significant step on the path to peace. For the very first time, all three countries are sitting down together. There's been plenty of talks between the US and Russia, the US and Ukraine, but we haven't seen Ukraine and Russia communicating directly. And after nearly 4 years of conflict, there is some real hope that we might now see some momentum towards achieving some sort of peace deal. There are some major sticking points at play. We heard from the Kremlin spokesperson, Dmitry Peskov, and he maintained that Russia's position is still about achieving total control of the Donbass region, including territory that Ukraine is still holding on to.
European leaders have called for the effective stabilization of trade ties with the United States. Heads of state from across the EU gathered for an emergency meeting Thursday night to discuss tensions over Greenland and President Trump's tariff threat. FSN's William Denzelow reports from Brussels.
Following this emergency meeting, the European Council President Antonio Costa said that the bloc will continue to defend itself from any form of coercion. President Trump has shelved his tariff threat for now. But European diplomats say that the bloc must now adjust to the new normal in transatlantic ties. Reports suggest the US is seeking sovereign military bases in Greenland for national and international security purposes. Denmark's Prime Minister says she supports bolstering NATO's presence in the semi-autonomous Danish territory, but adds that US acquisition of land crosses a red line.
TikTok announced that it has established a majority American-owned joint venture to operate its U.S. business, allowing the company to avoid a ban over its Chinese ownership. FSN's Laura Westbrook has more from Hong Kong.
TikTok says the majority American joint venture will implement strict safeguards for data protection, algorithm security, and content moderation for U.S. users. According to reports, the agreement provides for American and global investors to hold 80.1% of the venture, while ByteDance will own 19.9%. Three investors, Silver Lake, Oracle, and Abu Dhabi-based AI investment fund, MGX, each hold 15% stakes. It comes after a law passed in 2024 requiring that the U.S. version of the app be spun off from its parent company ByteDance or be banned in the United States.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Guest star,
Jay Thurber.
ladies and gentlemen,
Jay Thurber.
Been down south too much. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it. Head home and cook it for supper, 'cause that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. And down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. She'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad and carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Chomp, 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 chomp. Everybody said it was a sham, 'cause her mama was a wicked on chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor toad moment. Lord, I'm buzzing. Pick my mess up.
Minutes. There is a winter storm warning out for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Anywhere from 8 to 12 inches of snow is expected to start falling here tonight. Could be with freezing rain and some high winds at times. We're going to tell you more about some warning shelters and about steps you can do to keep yourself and your neighbors safe. A reminder, as always, opinions expressed on the Jay Thurber Show are not those of this radio station. We just had the news, but the news, unfortunately, that we get, they don't update on Saturday mornings. So in case you have not heard, this story cleared the Associated Press about 15 minutes ago. Federal immigration officers shot and killed a man Saturday in Minneapolis, drawing hundreds of protesters in a city already shaken by another fatal shooting by immigration officers weeks earlier. Details surrounding the shooting were not immediately clear, but Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said the person was shot amid the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Now, Department of Homeland Security spokesperson told the Associated Press in a text message that the person had a firearm and distributed a photo of a handgun, but it was not entirely clear. Video is circulating on social media. Here's an editorial comment from Jay Thurber. Do not watch it because it's pretty alarming. The video appears to show a man being held on the ground by federal agents as someone, apparently a federal agent, essentially empties a gun into him. That's an editorial comment from Jay Thurber, who recommends that you do not watch the video. After the shooting, an angry crowd gathered, calling immigration officers cowards and telling them to go home. This, according to the Associated Press, one officer mocked them, telling them, boo-hoo. There is also a report of one immigration officer saying, quote, it was just like Call of Duty. Protesters now, according to the Associated Press, dragging garbage dumpsters from alleyways to block the streets. Federal officers are wielding flashbangs and tear gas in an attempt to disperse the crowd, according to the Associated Press. The shooting happened just one day after thousands of demonstrators protesting the crackdown on immigrants crowded the city streets in sub-zero temperatures, calling for federal agents to leave. So, repeating, a man has been shot to death by ICE officers. This is the second shooting, fatal shooting, by ICE officers in Minneapolis, leading to new outbreaks of protests. Social media circulating video of the shooting right now. So, this is Bobby Darin with Simple Song of Freedom on Radio 9.
Come and sing Simple Song of Freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere that we the people here don't want a war. Hey there, Mr. Black Man, are you listening? I don't want your diamonds or your game. I just want to be someone known to you as me. And I will bet my life you want the same. So come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. Million, can you hear me? Most of what you read is made of lies. But speaking one to one, ain't it everybody's son to wake to in the morning when we rise? So come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere that we the people here don't want a war. Brother Yevtushenko, are you busy? If not, won't you drop a friend a line? Tell me if the man who is plowing up your land has got the war machine upon his mind. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. People here don't want a war. I no doubt some folks enjoy doing battle, like presidents, prime ministers, and kings. So let us build them shelves where they can fight among themselves. Leave the people be who love to sing.
Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere that we the people here don't want a war. Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere that we the people here don't want a war.
Cross the ground, their bent backs turned to all heaven above sends down. Scratch and pull from this earth what gold it may give, fattening on feasts to come, laboring now to live. And America's a hard religion, not just anyone may endure. America is a hard religion. Some never do surrender. Sent to a savage land, mother knows not why, to plant a seed in rocky soil and perhaps to die. Freedom come it may to this child instead. Freedom comes, freedom goes, father is surely dead. And America's a hard religion. Not just anyone may enter. America is a hard religion. Some never do surrender. Test our hearts, doubts to make us strong. Cheered by loved ones that from the graveyard say, all my tears surely gone after I fly away. And America's a hard religion. Not just anyone may enter. America's a hard religion. Some never do surrender.
Bobby Folks off his 2016 album, Upland Stories. Before that, Bobby Darin, Simple Song of Freedom, off the Songs from Big Sur album. Don't want to belabor this. It's supposed to be an oldie show. We're supposed to be having fun here on a Saturday afternoon, but updating. The police chief in Minneapolis, Brian O'Hara, now says that a 37-year-old man was shot to death by federal agents today as he observed a raid on a restaurant, apparently a donut shop. The police say that this man was a U.S. citizen with no criminal record, and he had a carry permit, a concealed carry permit for the handgun that he owned. Video is circulating on social media of what appear to be 6 to 8 federal agents holding the man on the ground as he was shot. KTSP Channel 5, the ABC affiliate in Minneapolis, St. Paul, reporting that the agents were trying to make their way inside a coffee shop but were refused. That's when they got aggressive with a peaceful observer, possibly the victim. There were 6 to 8 on top of them, and they decided to shoot them, the witness told Channel 5 KTSP, or KSTP, excuse me, in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Cameras arrived on scene and captured federal authorities, including Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, as well as Minneapolis and St. Paul police. Tear gas and pepper balls were deployed at the crowd. Some observers were also now seen throwing objects towards authorities at the intersection. This is just happening a few minutes ago. Law enforcement announcing that a unlawful assembly has been declared and ordering protesters to disperse. So That's what's happening in the news outside our cozy little studio here in McKeesport.
Jay Thurber. Does it by request?
People are going to think they're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast because Little Caesar from Mount Lebanon called up and he wants to send Bill Monroe out for his wife, Kimberly. You say him, we play him. On the Big 900 WRCT, reaching way back for Blue Moon of Kentucky. Am I Mando Richard all of a sudden? What's going on here?
Blue Moon of Kentucky.
To Kim in Upper St. Clair. Let's pick up the pace a little bit. Here's Johnny Cash to sing about the Tennessee Flat Top Box on Radio 9.
In a little cabaret in a South Texas border town sat a boy and his guitar, and the people came from all around, and all the girls from there to Austin were slipping away from home and putting jewelry in pocket to take the trip to go and listen to the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play. And he'd be happy all the time, and all the girls from 9 to 90 were snapping fingers, tapping toes, and begging him don't stop, and hypnotized and fascinated by the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play. and they forgot him in the little town. But all the girls still dreamed about him and hung around the cabaret until the doors were locked. And then one day on the hit parade was a little dark-haired boy that played a Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play.
Chime time, some funky music coming from Rettenbacher's Funkestra off their new album called Funkopia. Let's see how many times I can say funk before the FCC sends us a warning letter. I'm Jay Thurber, jaythurbershow.com, also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky, taking your requests from now until 3 o'clock. The Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency wants you to know that there is a winter storm warning out for most of Pennsylvania. Experts are calling for 8 to 16 inches of snow, maybe with sleet. All of Pennsylvania is expected to see snow from this storm beginning tonight, Saturday night. Pay attention to changing forecasts, the agency says. Storm systems can shift quickly. Have at least two ways to get weather alerts. Plan to avoid travel if you can. If you must travel, check your route at 511PA.com. Remember, it is a state law that you must clear your vehicle of all ice and snow, turn on your headlights, give other cars plenty of space, and take it slow. Don't leave without stocking your car with supplies. If you encounter a snow squall, pull off the road. Pull off the road. I'll tell a story about that in a minute. And wait it out. Get your supplies in order. Charge your phone. Make sure you have a flashlight. Make sure you have a portable radio. Make sure you have enough food and water to last you a couple of days. And include your pets, kids, and older loved ones in your planning. You can also connect with resources before the storm hits your area for non-emergency needs. Dial 211 or text your zip code to 898-211 to reach the United Way of Pennsylvania. These messages from the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency and PennDOT.
Boron brings you the best winter value in town. Free antifreeze windshield washer fluid. Each time you get a gasoline fill-up at a participating Boron station, you get a fill-up of Cold Guard windshield washer fluid. Absolutely free. Cold Guard keeps your windshield clear of road salt and grime and protects against icing. So for safer driving and savings, too, fill up regularly where you see this sign. You get more than great gasoline at Boron.
Tonight's predicted low temperature 14. When the temperature drops below freezing, only Boron with double ice guard protects your car from fuel line freeze up. You go, or Boron pays the tow. Mostly sunny this afternoon, then becoming cloudy with a high near 17. Snow overnight accumulating 1 to 2 inches, low of 14. Snow on Sunday accumulating 6 to 10 inches in the city, could be heavy at times, possibly mixed with sleet. There is a winter storm warning out for the entire Radio 9 listening area, looking for a high on Sunday of 28 degrees. Snow likely Sunday night, possibly mixed with freezing rain and sleet, accumulating another 2 to 4 inches Sunday night with a low of 15 degrees on Monday. Snow in the morning, and then snow showers likely mostly cloudy, otherwise the high of 21. Tuesday partly sunny with a high near 18. Winter storm warning in effect through Monday morning. Right now, 8 in Washington County, 12 in Beaver County. It's 7 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 7 degrees right now at WRCT with new music from Redenbacher's Orchestra. Me, Jay Thurber, every Saturday afternoon, spinning a hit to give you fits in the Burg of Pitts. Right here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:33. Here's Trini Lopez on Radio 9.
Hammer in the mall, a hammer in the evening. Oh, don't
412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. on Radio 9 at 1:41. Much more music time. Station that puts the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul. Every super salad gold Saturday afternoon in the Steel City. There is a winter storm warning out for the entire listening area. We'll check your forecast in just about 10 minutes. These are the Penguins on Radio 9. The Hawk on Radio 9. More music after this important message.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly.
No jelly is a shorter, loves going to the mall to anymore. Jealous. What year is this
as
PSA
in,
from?
Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're,
get my walk
rad,
and we go
just
to the mall.
Same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A colossal winter storm is bearing down on the area. There is absolutely nothing you can do to stop it. This death-dealing storm could cripple our region with heavy snow, sleet, freezing rain, and ice. It could be the storm of the century, maybe of the millennium. Some people are saying that you shouldn't panic, but we say you should take every possible precaution to protect yourself. Get ready now. Your family's lives may depend on it. Don't wait. Go now, because the time you waste could mean the difference between life and death.
This message brought to you by McGivney's Big M Supermarkets, where right now all toilet paper, milk, and bread is on sale. Stock up and save at McGivney's in Goodola, Hendersonville, Indianola, Wilpen, Harmony Township, and our newest location in Bolivar. Open Mondays through Thursdays, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., Fridays, 8 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., Saturdays, 7 a.m. to 8:45 p.m., and Sundays, 8:15 a.m. to 7:30. And remember, Tuesdays are always double rewards points, two for Tuesdays, at all McGivney's Big M Supermarkets.
The snow is coming. The toilet paper, bread, and milk are waiting at McGivney's. Buy some right now.
Jay Herbert.
Playing good guy hit.
We're going to check your sports and weather next. Here's Bob Lind on Radio 9.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running.
wind chasing that bright, elusive butterfly of love here on Radio 9 at 151. A much more music time. New music from Del Watergap coming up after we take care of sports and weather. Don't forget to stay tuned at 3 o'clock for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Every week, host Eric O'Brien brings you all those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s, 70s, and 80s with occasional bonus material. And with the news being like it is these days, we all need something to relax, set our minds at ease. So stay tuned for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy coming up at 3 o'clock on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Just in, the NFL Network and other sources reporting that the Steelers have found their successor to longtime head coach Mike Tomlin. Reportedly, the team plans to hire Pittsburgh native Mike McCarthy. It would be McCarthy's third head coaching opportunity in the NFL. McCarthy is 62 years old. This is just unconfirmed reports now that the Steelers are planning to hire a new head coach, Mike McCarthy, of Pittsburgh. This would be his third head coaching opportunity, and it is the first time that the Steelers have hired a new head coach who was not in their 30s. Unconfirmed reports at this time. Elsewhere in the world of sports, 39-year-old Evgeny Malkin, whose four-year contract with the Penguins expires after this season, says he'd like to play one more year, but sources are saying that no new contract has yet been hired or yet been offered by the Penguins, and Malkin is awaiting a decision on his future. Pens traveling to Vancouver to take on the Canucks. Elsewhere in the NHL, Ducks over the Kraken, 4-2, Capitals over the Flames last night, 3-1. Stars beat the Blues, 3-2. And it was the Sharks over the Rangers by a score of 3-1. In college basketball action, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans women's team defeated Rochester by a score of 57-52. The men's team lost to Rochester 96-82. Both those teams have the weekend off. They'll be back in action on Friday when they take on Brandeis. Tonight's predicted low temperature is 14 above zero. Looking for mostly sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 17. Snow overnight picking up 1 to 2 inches and a low of 14. Snow on Sunday accumulating 6 to 10 inches could include freezing rain or sleet and winds gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Snow Sunday night, low of 15, accumulating another 2 to 4 inches, possibly mixed with freezing rain. And then on Monday, snow likely in the morning, accumulating another half inch. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for the entire listening area through Monday morning. 8 degrees right now in Washington County, 12 in Beaver County. It's 7 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It is 7 at WRCT with new music from Del Watergap.
Did I fall the lens with crying eyes? Did I get undressed to drop the disguise? Trade common sense for common sense. A life undone and heaps of regret.
New music from Del Watergap here on Radio 9. Al DeLore is going to take us to news time.
Sub-zero temperatures.